My name is Michael Stollard. I'm the founder and president of Connection Culture Group, and my latest book is called Connection Culture.
Michael, so much to talk about in the world of business, and what is happening in the workplace, would you say, overall these days? You talk about something called brutal honesty.
There are a number of things happening in the workplace, Pat. One is, in recent years, there's been this trend and interest in bringing greater honesty into the workplace. And one unfortunate development is to label it brutal honesty. Now, honesty is good, but words do matter. And when you bring in brutal honesty, it really ends up giving cover to those who have power, and especially the bullies, to be more adversarial, to be even disrespectful. And there's an abundance of research that shows that the more power people get, they have a greater tendency to be disrespectful, even abusive to those who have less power. So using a term like brutal honesty actually leads to bad things, sabotage the workplace, not only because it's less engaging for employees, but when you have brutal honesty, people are less likely to speak up. So decision makers don't get the information they need to make the best decision.
You're hearing a lot more about right words to use and to be more careful in the workplace. Do you think this is a reaction, a blowback from that?
Well, I think we should always be careful about the words we use.
Of course.
Because it conveys a mindset that is either effective or not. And, you know, and just in the case of brutal honesty, it's an ineffective mindset to convey. It's just leave it at honesty. We want an honest workplace, but people have to be respectful. Or those who have less power, it's dangerous to really bring up information that the boss doesn't want to hear because he or she may take it out on the messenger. So you want that honesty because that helps decision makers make the best decision. And it also, employees want to do the right thing. So they're more engaged when they feel safe to share information that helps the organization make the best decision.
As an observer for many years, do you think that comes from insecurity in the boss who is using this brutal honesty, fear, or what do you think that comes from a place of?
Well, I think ultimately it can come back to the type of environment they grew up in, Pat, or it could be, the psychiatrists call it the dark triad, sociopaths, narcissists, Machiavellians. They all lack empathy and they can be very manipulative. And so you have people who clinically fall into those categories. Yeah. And then you have people who are subclinical, who are high functioning, they're out there in the world. And one of the things they long for is power because it protects them from ever experiencing any abuse or being on the weak side of the power spectrum. And so they will throw power around and can become even abusive. So it's complex. Human beings are complex. But that's a pattern you see is there's been some abuse in the past and they're trying to protect themselves in unhealthy ways.
Which leads us to, as an employee, if you are working under a person like this, I guess you could be a whistleblower, or as so many people we are hearing about today, you could just quit the great resignation. Do you think that that in part is what is calling so many people to resign?
Gallup came out with some research not long ago that showed, and if these numbers are based on combination of U.S. and Canada data, they asked the prior day what emotions you experienced, and 57% of employees experienced stress, 48% experienced worry, 26% experienced sadness, and 22% experienced anger. So one of the things we see in research on the workplace is when you have this abundance of negative emotions, it really creates a spiraling down type effect. And I am drawing on the research of Barbara Fredrickson at the University of North Carolina. Whereas if you create an organizational environment that has predominantly positive emotions, it creates a spiraling up effect. It even affects individuals in terms of what they see. We actually see better. We see more things in an environment that's overwhelmingly positive. So I think a lot of employees, they are in a workplace that's predominantly negative from an emotional standpoint. And so it's rational for them to want to go to a place that is a healthy workplace. So I think we see some of that. Certainly there are those workplaces out there that have that are over-controlling and even brutal ways. And it absolutely makes sense to flee a workplace like that.
Do you see a lot of real anger out there in workplaces today and even rage I know we've been hearing about customers such as on Southwest Airlines and American Airlines and fighting back at flight attendants and all kinds of odd and scary things happening. Do you find it in the workplace that you see?
We find it in every element of society right now. And there are two factors that are contributing to that. Number one, we are seeing in the data, this is based on American Psychological Association's nationwide research, they have shown that stress levels are very high. They're even higher. They were high going into the pandemic, Pat. Yeah. They're even higher now. And when you combine that with Cigna, the insurance company, did research before the pandemic that found that 61% of American adults tested out as lonely. And that combination, Pat, of stress and loneliness is really very unhealthy for human beings. And so one way that people will try to, you know, there are healthy ways to reduce stress, like connecting with other people is the healthiest. Exercising is another one. But one way that people will reduce stress is to take that pent-up frustration out on others. It's called displacement aggression or displacement behavior. And that reduces stress on their part. Of course, it creates more stress for the other people. So I think we're seeing some of that in society. That helps explain what's happening biologically. It doesn't mean it's right. It's predictable that that would happen in high, times of high stress where people are not connecting to deal with that stress and cope with that stress. They're going to look for other ways to take it out. It's one of the reasons that we also see greater domestic abuse happening during the pandemic.
I read with interest you're talking about the great resignations also where people are quitting their jobs. It's made me wonder whether this is really happening or are we just seeing it in certain segments of society? And how are they paying their mortgage? All these people are quitting. How are they getting other jobs or are they just sitting at home? What's happening?
Well, it's a real mix, Pat. Number one, you see just some of the macro trends are that we have fewer individuals in the 16 to 64 age bracket. So one factor is just demographics. We've had lower immigration in recent years, legal immigration. We have workplace trends that have become more negative from an emotional standpoint. So people want to leave the workplace. And we also have factors like during the pandemic, the stock market was very good and savings was high. So people have greater flexibility. Their nest eggs are bigger and they're willing to take some risks knowing it's a better job market from the employee's perspective. You also have people who are selling their homes in more expensive parts of the country and relocating to less expensive parts of the country. So you have all these different factors. Also, I didn't mention that a lot of younger workers are moving back home with their parents, and it cuts their expenses and gives them some more financial flexibility. So all these factors are adding up to a more challenging environment for employers that really forces them to cultivate a culture that is healthy, that's engaging, so that they attract, they engage, and they retain employees they need to do their work. We're seeing a lot of restaurants that are shutting down. So, for example, they may not be serving breakfast, they're just lunch. Yeah. They may just be serving dinner because they don't have enough workers to really maintain those hours.
And this puts a lot of businesses in a position that they've never really been in before. They have to rethink, hey, am I doing this right? Am I treating people well so that they want to work for me? So how would you advise business to react so that they don't run into a problem with attracting workers?
Well, it takes time to cultivate a culture, a healthy workplace culture, but it's absolutely something employers can do and should do and will need to do. It's going to be economically necessary to do it. And we like to simplify. We call it a connection culture. There are three types of cultures: cultures that control people, cultures that are just indifferent to human needs because they tend to be so busy. Yeah. And then there are the cultures where they take the time to develop relationship excellence. You know, we need task excellence to do our best work, but we also need relationship excellence, or we can't sustain a high level of task excellence, especially if it's demanding in terms of the amount of output. And so we need to develop this relationship excellence, and that comes down to a number of human needs: respect, recognition, belonging, autonomy, personal growth, meaning, and progress.
I think that you're going to get even busier if that's possible in the coming years. You're not going to be able to retire anytime soon.
Well, we're pretty busy right now. So.
I bet you are.
Yeah, I think it's, and coming out of, in the past, you and I have talked about this, Pat, but I think coming out of the pandemic, people also value relationships and connection more. And that's also what's happening, is people have evaluated their lives during the pandemic and they want to make changes. They want more flexibility. They want to reduce the commute. They want to reduce the stress. And so it's forcing more companies to move to either a hybrid work environment or allow some employees who are highly valued to work entirely from remote location, just so that they can attract and retain those employees. So it is a challenging work environment for employers, but I'm confident that they will adjust and make things work out.
With your help, maybe.
I hope.